from the Interim Director of Human Resources submitting recommendations for appropriate classifications and rates of pay for positions created in the 2012 adopted budget.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, the Division of Human Resources is recommending the pay ranges and appropriate titles for positions created in the 2012 budget. This is just the first report that we anticipate bringing forward. We do intend to bring forward the balance of positions created in the 2012 budget in the January cycle.
Thank you, Ms. Richards. Supervisor Rice?
Mr. Chair, if possible, I'd like to request separate action on the first one. I have Department 1135, the Labor Relations Manager. My intention is to, if it's received separate action, to request a layover on this item alone. We'll recall during the budget proceedings that there was an effort by the county executive to reorganize the Department Labor Relations and HR and ethics and others. That was not successfully achieved. But I understand there remain to be some issues and details to be worked out in terms of what remains the structure in the Labor Relations Department in terms of how that should be properly headed up and what the appropriate compensation is. And so I think another month to work those details out would be helpful.
Thank you, Supervisor Rice. We have a request for separate action on the first, Department 1135. It's the very first one on the list there. Any objection to the committee? If not, then we'll do a approval on the rest of them, and then we'll come back and deal with that issue. So any comments? Supervisor Cecil.
Move approval on the balance.
Supervisor Lipson.
Question, Mr. Chairman, for Ms. Richards. When we're in the budget and we're appropriating the funds for the positions, it's an estimate of where we think it's going to fall. Did any of these pay ranges, are any of these pay ranges above what was estimated or expected for?
Supervisor Lipscomb, no, not at all. Basically, this list represents classifications for the most part that exist within Milwaukee County,
okay,
have previously existed, so we have some basis in terms of where these positions would be appropriately classified at.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Ms. Paul?
Chairman, Supervisors, I just wanted to let you know, the director position was abolished, so if this action is laid over, there will be no management position, excuse me, January 1st.
Understood.
So you'll have...
We're going to come back to that one. We're talking on the rest of them, but if you don't mind staying right there, because I do have some questions on that particular item. We have a motion by Supervisor Rice to approve the remaining items on the... CSARs, I'm sorry. The remaining... creates on the list. Is there any further question or comment? Okay. We'll have a call the roll, please, on those items.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve the balance is approved.
Very good. We now have the motion by Supervisor Rice, which is to lay over the department create for a labor relation manager, Department 1135. Ms. Paul, my question is, the ordinance that created this department specifically calls for a director to run the department and outline specific duties. By eliminating that job, no provisions have been made as to who's going to be responsible to those duties. The ordinance also dictates clearly how the director of the department is to be chosen. We don't have any idea how the labor relations manager job is going to be filled. Is it going to be appointed by the county exec with confirmation by the board as the director job right now? I went through the budget, and I didn't see any language in the budget that directed it to us. The language in the budget directs that this position would be reporting to another person within HR, a deputy director, I think, position was being created to handle all of these other departments. But that management level is gone, so you kind of have a department here without a department head when we have an ordinance that specifically requires that there be a director and that the director be appointed by the county exec and approved by the county board. So can you enlighten us as to how this position is planned to be filled? Or
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, you're correct. The position at the county exec's recommended budget created a labor manager that would have reported up through HR. So it would have been within the HR structure and reported to the HR director. So at that point, what would have happened had that passed is we probably would have come back to you and made the appropriate changes to that the section that is in regards to labor relations and ordinance. With the change, it was the labor relations director was never recreated, so to speak, into the actual adopted budget. We just moved the labor relations manager back and assumed that that person would take those responsibilities. We would have to come back to you, I think, regardless, and discuss the issue further to see, because you're right, ordinance is not correct right now. The position is still an appointed position based on how it's created as a 901E, I believe. So it would still be appointed. I believe county ordinance, the appointment is made by the county exec and then...
Well, according to the ordinance now, the appointment would be made by the director of the department, but there is no director of the department. The staff in the labor relations department is appointed by the director. They're civil service positions, but we don't have a director.
The director position is now abolished as of January 1st. So the labor relations director will no longer actually exist. In its place is now the labor relations manager. That is still an appointed position by virtue of being an ECP position. So I believe ordinance, under current ordinance, the director is appointed by the county exec and confirmed by the board. So we would have to come back and actually, if that was the board's pleasure, and the county exec to make those changes and say this position would still be confirmed by the board, maybe it's not. I think those discussions still need to be had.
So, and I think we'd have to amend the ordinance as well, because the ordinance calls for a director position, which we don't have. I will remind the committee that I raised this concern about not having a director in labor relations while we were doing negotiations a couple of months ago when the TAC was not renewed for the person filling that position. And we received at that time a letter from Corporation Counsel telling us that, in essence, it wasn't a problem not to have a director because in the director's absence, the number two person, or in this case, Mr. Bowell, had the authority to conduct all of the duties of the director. So I think laying this matter over and getting further information as to exactly how this position is going to be appointed, coming back to us with the proper amendments to or the changes to the ordinance, and then also discussing compensation range, because obviously this change was made. It has fiscal effects in the budget right now. So we need to, you know, maybe look at reclassifying the, leaving the director position there, reclassifying the wage scale to match this wage scale, because I think what we're trying to achieve here is the monetary savings that were passed through the budget. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, we have to do one or the other. We either have to change the ordinances that's, you know, not calling for a director, or we have to change the pay range of the director and leave the ordinance as is, and then, you know, we're set that way. So,
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, just for clarification, the director position will be abolished. So what position will be left? We won't be really left with a position until you take action on the labor relations manager position, but if you take action to create it and it's determined that it should be back to a director level, we can come back and do the reclassification. Because right now, if I'm, and Mr. Session can correct me if I'm wrong, that position will be abolished and what we're left with is sort of limbo on the manager position. But nothing stops us from coming back and reclassifying that manager position back into a director position.
Correct. But as I stated earlier, the letter from Corp Counsel several months ago basically okayed limbo because Mr. Bau is in this position right now. He's had the authority to negotiate contracts, right. So I don't think there's a need to rush and approve this today without making sure we have all the ducks in a row. Any other questions or comments by the committee? We have a motion for Supervisor Race to lay over the item. Did you want to speak against the Supervisors?
Well, I'm just sensitive to the, you know, to the comments and mechanically tell us what the impact if the motion that I'm making is approved. What how does that impact the operations of the department or the you know, payroll or other issues? What problems does it create for you?
At this point, I don't know where the county exec was on filling that position, but there won't be a position until we come back to you in the next cycle at the end of January. So you're basically going to maintain the status quo until the end of January.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would caution, maybe ask Corp Counsel, but since there is no position, I don't believe Mr. Bau is currently tacked into that position, if I'm correct. So Mr. Bau, as in his current position, would be sort of the next person and the person reporting to personnel on labor issues.
And how is that different than what's currently happening?
I don't believe it does, but I wasn't sure. I don't believe Mr. Bau is currently tacked.
No.
Okay. So no, it would be the status quo.
Okay.
Okay. I think we got it.
Okay. That's okay. I want to ask you, did you want to say just something, Mr. Session?
No, I think
okay. Did you have a question? Okay. Okay. We have a motion to lay this item over. Do we need to vote on the layover? Yes, we do. Separate action. I'm sorry. Right. Okay. Separate action and then the layover. Please call the roll on the layover.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Caesars.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to lay over the labor relations manager position is approved.
Thank you very much. Item number 15, please.